What were the Urim and Thummim? The first occasion where the Urim and Thummim are mentioned in Scripture is in the book of Exodus, chapter 28, where we find that they were particular items that were placed in the breastplate of judgment. And thou shalt put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be upon Aaron's heart when he goeth in before Yahweh. And Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before Yahweh continually. Exodus 28, verse 30, King James Version. According to H.P. Mansfield, the breastplate of judgment was so called because it was used as a means of conveying Yahweh's decision on any issue. The Hebrew word is mishpat and denotes decision or a judicial verdict. The breastplate was therefore a means of communicating Yahweh's verdict in given situations. The book of Numbers, chapter 27, proceeds to elaborate on this. Speaking of Joshua, we read, "He shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of Urim before Yahweh. At his word shall they go out, and at his word they shall come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation." Numbers 27, verse 21, King James Version. The judgment of Yahweh is here described as the judgment of Urim. Men could ask counsel regarding a particular matter, and they would receive a reply through the use of the breastplate containing the Urim. The Urim was, therefore, the means by which Yahweh communicated with his people, and as such, foreshadows the work of our Master. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Hebrews 1, verses 1 through 2, King James Version. Lights and completenesses. The word Urim literally means lights, and the word Thummim literally means completenesses or fullnesses, both being plural words and not singular. Again, we see the work of Messiah foreshadowed in these things. Messiah is the light to both Jew and Gentile, Isaiah 49, verse 6, King James Version, and the blessings we receive come from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. James 1, verse 17, King James Version. Again of Christ it is written that it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Colossians 1, verse 19, King James Version. And again, ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Colossians 2, verse 10, King James Version. We hope to be granted the inheritance of the saints in light. Colossians 1, verse 12, King James Version. And so, as an ecclesial lampstand, we shine as lights in the world. Philippians 2, verse 15, King James Version. Looking forward to the coming day of glory, when the work begun in us shall have a completion. Philippians 1, verse 6, King James Version. Two stones, or 12. There seems to be agreement that the Urim and Thummim were stones to be used for the purpose of communication. But how many were there? A popular opinion is that there were two stones contained in a kind of pouch. According to this approach, a yes, no, and no response answer could be made according to which stone was withdrawn. Some suggest that one was a white stone and the other black, white for yes and black for no. H.P. Mansfield and others hold to this position. Brother John Thomas, however, saw the stones as being the 12 stones that were set within the breastplate, and there is evidence for this. Firstly, as we observed earlier, the terms Urim and Thummim are both plural words, which is a difficulty if we say that each term represented a single stone. This description would, however, be applicable to 12 stones, plural. Also, the book of Exodus, chapter 28, verses 29 through 30, recount the command to Aaron. Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the breastplate of judgment upon his heart. With verse 30 cited above, linking the Urim and Thummim with this feature. Compare this with Exodus chapter 28, verse 21, which describes the 12 stones that were placed into the breastplate, and the stones shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12, according to their names, like the engravings of a signet. Everyone with his name shall they be according to the 12 tribes. Exodus 28, verse 21, King James Version. Putting these testimonies together, therefore, it would seem that the Urim and Thummim were placed in the breastplate, representing the names of Israel upon the heart of the high priest. Each stone would shine with refracted light, which were individually complete, hence the plural terms used. There is other evidence also